Welcome back, 418, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT. Andy Parks live from the Washington Times. And on this Tuesday afternoon, I'm going to check in with Guy Taylor, Washington Times State Department correspondent. Hello, Guy.
Andy, how are you?
I'm doing just fine. Your headline caught my eye this morning. Muslim-led nations seek ban on insult. Really?
Yes. Well, I don't write my own headlines. However, it was a good headline because this is kind of fallout from the last few weeks of uprisings that and anger across the Muslim and Arab worlds towards the Innocence of Muslims film clip on YouTube that we've all heard quite a bit about.
Yeah. All right. So, what do they want? They want the UN to what? Come up with a resolution condemning the defamation of religion?
Well, this is not something really new, Andy. This has been going on for about 15 years, and it really came to a head in the early 2000s. And a group of nations from the Middle East, with some support from Africa and Latin America as well, had pushed for annually the General Assembly to vote on a sort of vaguely worded resolution that would be the first step towards an international law making criticism of any religion that was very deep, that incited violence, would be potentially making it illegal. And there's always been resistance from this to this from the United States and from most of Europe, as well as Asia. And however, it kept passing until 2009. And then last year, in 2011, there was finally an effort to crush it completely with a new UN human rights resolution that's worded much more clearly that is really about preventing discrimination based on religion, but doesn't get into defamation. So leading into the General Assembly meeting in New York that's going on this week, there were a lot of murmurings from leaders in the Arab world and in the Muslim world that it's time to reignite this debate, and in fact we should revisit this resolution. It's not 100% clear that anything's going to come of that other than a lot of hot discussion in New York.
Yeah, because, I mean, let's face it, no one in the Islamic world, as far as I know, pays any attention to any UN sanction or resolution. How would this be different?
Well, that's an interesting question. I mean, this is certainly a hot and exciting issue for people. I really think, Andy, on both sides of the aisle in the United States, one of the things that's kind of exciting to me is I had friends of mine on the far left come to me today and say, "Hey, I read your story, and I felt patriotic. I was really excited about it." And I said, "Man, it's interesting because I think I have friends on the far right that'll say the same thing. It's one of these issues that." It is really about free speech at the end of the day. And there is a sensitive vein in here, which is, it doesn't matter whether you're talking about neo-Nazis or anti-Semites or people who denigrate Islam's prophet Muhammad, okay? You're talking about free speech. And that's where Amnesty International or Freedom House is really ready to jump out in front on this and say, no, we can't have the world body in New York pass some resolution that would infringe upon free speech. It goes against the core tenets of American freedom.
You know, it occurs to me that if something like this did pass, to some, it would be a license to retaliate.
Well, it had that. Then this is why the United States and both the past three U.S. administrations, and including the Obama administration, have spoken pretty aggressively against this. Some people would take issue with me in saying that because actually, and say the Obama administration cut deals with the Middle East in order to get the new language in the resolution that's there now. But it is something that can be used by governments to say, well, now we have the UN's green light to crack down on people who've offended Jews or Muslims. In this case, we're obviously talking about Muslims in the Middle East, and that a government would say, well, the UN has passed this resolution, so we can put people in jail if they say things that are offensive to Muslims.
Yeah.
That's obviously the concern of Europe and the United States, and it's really the reason that this is such a controversial issue.
Yeah, so the State Department reaction to this is, good luck, but we don't think it's going to happen?
It is. I mean, I think we got to wait and see. This is what's, you know, kind of always interesting about the UN General Assembly is that it's a pretty confusing place when you get hundreds of world leaders together who all speak different languages. People always wander around and wonder what the heck is really going on here. And it takes a few days to kind of digest. Oftentimes the media spotlight has moved way on by the time people figure out what's happened. But in terms of supporting something like this, I think that the United States will stand pretty firmly against it.
Yeah. Mahmoud Ahmadinejad spoke out on this yesterday. Others today and others will, I guess, as we continue through the week. Any thoughts as to what ultimately will happen with this? Will it simply go away, or do you see, and I know you just said that you really don't know, but do you get any indication that this could possibly happen?
No, that's the great question. I mean, the free speech, human rights advocates in the United States, and I just named Amnesty International and Freedom House, they felt like they had achieved a victory last year with this and really put it to bed, you know, forever. It wasn't going to come up again. Now they're in a spot where they're thinking, wow, you know, how could it be that it's bubbling back to the surface? Mm. So, of course, we can all imagine a scenario where there's a movement at the United Nations, stranger things have happened, that tries to make this the center of attention and make it happen. I really don't think, however, that even, I think what you're going to see is some Arab and Muslim leaders will, the same way that the United States does, or European leaders do, will use the soapbox of the UN to say things that create headlines. And I really think it's probably going to stop at about that. In terms of actually getting a collective, unified, geopolitical effort to pass a resolution like this, I don't think it's going to happen.
Yeah.
I'll be surprised.
Yeah.
I just think there'll be too much resistance from the United States, too much resistance from Europe, and much of the world. And I think most of the world is happy with the resolution as it was redefined last year.
Mm-hmm.
And it's cited in my story today.
Yep. Folks, if you haven't read it, check it out. It's in today's Washington Times and at WashingtonTimes.com. Muslim-led nations seek ban on insult. It's by Guy Taylor. Guy, great to talk to you. Thanks.
Thanks, Andy.
See you next time. Guy Taylor is Washington Times State Department correspondent. 426, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT.